Let's talk about the eclipse, because I want to talk about weather, and I want to talk about how bad their predictive models are. And these people are trying to backfill and make excuses, because you've got a lot of people who had relied on weather reports that were made a week or a month or whatever ago. And they've, 100,000, 200,000 people going to these small towns in Illinois, and they're saying, this is like an emergency. How are we going to handle all these people coming here to see the eclipse? And now they may not be able to see the eclipse, because now the weather report has changed. I've talked about this over and over again. It's now become something of a hobby with us. Karen's got one kind of phone. I've got another kind of phone. We got two different apps that we look at the weather here, and we compare notes. Now, these people tell us that we're all going to die if the temperature changes by 1.5 degrees centigrade. We get way more variation on a regular basis between our two apps as it's going on. What's your app say the temperature is? Well, that's not what mine says. We're 1 or 2 degrees off, typically, because it's where do they put the thermometer in different places. The thermometer location more than wipes out this little 1.5 degree variation here. And of course, they don't have the historical data to compare it to either. And then there's the fact that their weather models don't work. So you can look at, they were predicting snow here yesterday. And actually didn't happen here, but Karen went to a nearby town and she got into some snow flurries. It wasn't sticking on the road, but that was a little bit surprising. The predictions were all over the place. And so now you have people who want to go view this eclipse because they believe and trust the weather reports. They're going to various places, and now the weather reports have changed. And guess what? We're still like 3-4 days away. It's Monday. This is Friday. 3 days. It's going to change again, because these models are not accurate. And yet it's reported this way by mainstream news. The highly anticipated total solar eclipse is fast approaching, but Mother Nature, always Mother Nature, right? Mother Nature, Gaia, the goddess, the Earth goddess, is throwing some curveballs with a weather forecast. No, that's not what's happening. You got some so-called scientists who have weather models that don't work. That's what's happening. It isn't Mother Nature doing anything. It's not Mother Nature's not throwing curveballs. Mother Nature isn't doing anything. Mother Nature doesn't exist. Vision Zero is a part of this as well. That's another way to destroy cars. First of all, we got to have zero emissions from cars, but we also got to have zero pedestrian deaths. And so now you have Boston. And the way the Boston paper reported this, the Boston Herald, they said, you know, we've had a string of deaths of pedestrians in Boston, and we're going to have to take the speed limit down to essentially to zero because of the Vision Zero programs. The speed limit has already been changed once from 30 to 25 miles per hour throughout the city. Now they want to go from 25 miles an hour down to 20, but the guy who's pushing this says that's not enough. That's still too dangerous to have people driving 20 miles an hour. Here's the danger of driving 20 miles per hour. I'll fall asleep behind the wheel. I'll get so distracted with, let's see, what else can I do with my time here? Let's see, let's play with a radio here or something. Then, it's going to be that type of thing. It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But they're not going to stop with that either. But the Boston Herald is saying it's a string of these things. We had two people die. And they don't talk about the circumstances of how these people died. Now, one of them, and it is tragic, one of them was a 4-year-old girl who was run over. Have we all heard about that happening before? Is this an unprecedented tragedy? Yes, of course. We have all heard of this happening before. It's very easy to happen because kids don't know not to play in the street. And so they have to have supervision. No discussion at all about, parents, you need to keep an eye on your kids more and don't let them play in the street, that type of thing. We don't know anything about the circumstances of this. But as soon as this happens, a 4-year-old child died. So let's stop all the cars where they are right now. Don't let them move. If they move, 15 miles per hour. And you know, it's not going to, 15 is not going to be good enough for him either. 10, let's go down to 10, 5 miles, a hair five. And then the other one was an elderly guy in a wheelchair. We don't know what happened with that either. And just because you've got somebody who has irresponsible, maybe the driver was completely irresponsible. Maybe this guy was, you know, going across on one of these zebra crossings, which I think is one of the worst things ever. It gives people false confidence. Well, I got a zebra crossing. Let me go, you know, it's the same type of thing where people are sitting there at a traffic light. I've got a green light. I'm going to go. Well, you know, you're in the right. You're legally right to go through that intersection. But maybe you ought to treat it as if the people coming the other direction don't pay any attention to the light. You know, you could be dead right about this thing, but you're still going to get hit. And so we get so focused on these, this is my lane. I have a green light. I've got a zebra crossing. And we almost, well, it's not possible for anything to happen to me with that. Well, you better entertain that possibility. And so we don't know what happened to these two pedestrian fatalities. But now the Boston Herald and these Democrats in Boston are portraying this as a string of fatalities to throttle down everybody. And again, Vision Zero is something that they have been selling for quite some time. Vision Zero was in Austin when I was there. So it's not just Boston, it's Austin as well. And whenever you hear them talk about zero, just like COVID zero, you know that you're in for some draconian, dystopian, irrational measures that are going to be there to try to zero out everything. Because we're going to have perfection. Perfection doesn't exist in real life. I've got to eliminate all risks of anything happening. And so that means that we're going to have to eliminate the cars eventually. And that's what this is truly about. That's why they're pushing Vision Zero. So this one guy says Flynn is the one who's pushing it. He's pushing for a new 20-mile-per-hour speed limit with enhanced traffic enforcement by the police. But he thinks the new limit should actually be 15, half of what it was not very long ago. It was 30 miles an hour. He said at a Wednesday meeting referencing the city's goal for Vision Zero. He said, in Boston, 25 miles an hour is excessive driving through a dense neighborhood. I think it should be 20. I even think it should be 15, but driving 25 on a residential street is unhealthy. It is unsafe. Why is that the case? I mean, we've got a residential street, as I just pointed out yesterday. If your kids are outside, if they're riding a bike or if they're playing in the yard or they're walking down the sidewalk, you're going to have noisy neighbors are going to call the cops on them, send CPS out. I mean, we're not allowed to have the kids. They're not allowed to be outside the house anyway. So what's going on with this? What was happening with this four-year-old? Did somebody call CPS and they saw a four-year-old unaccompanied out there? I mean, we're supposed to have the police come swooping in and take kids away from any parents and allow them outside to play or ride a bike. So what's this about? I mean, why do we need to worry about any of this stuff, right? Kids aren't supposed to be outside anyway. A safety surge program is what they call it. Safety, always about safety. They installed speed hump zones, safety, that lower the limit on qualifying neighborhood streets to make them safer for pedestrians. So they have a safety surge. The surge, we got the surge. We had a safety surge with COVID too, didn't we? They can't even come up with new names for this stuff. The MacGuffin is so repetitive. Whether you're talking about the climate MacGuffin or you're talking about the COVID MacGuffin, you still got the surge. It's all about safety. We got a safety surge here. Boston should also consider experimenting with electronic technology, they said, designed to automatically slow speeding cars down to whatever Flynn or any of the other dictators decide. This is already being tested in other cities across the country, he said, especially, I guess, on these new electric vehicles, not just the electric vehicles, but all the new cars are being loaded up with spy tech, but especially the electric ones, right? On Tuesday, a 57-year-old man in a wheelchair was struck and killed by a cement truck driver in the area of South Boston. And again, whose fault was this? If it was the fault of the cement truck, I mean, should we ban cement trucks too? You know, and much chance of surviving if you get hit by a cement truck, even if, you know, you may not be in a wheelchair, you might be in an automobile. You're still not going to survive. So shouldn't we just ban cement trucks? Let's ban cement. Oh, I'm sorry. They're already working on that, aren't they? Because it's got carbon footprints as well. It's putting out emissions as well. We got to ban that as well. We'll have to live in a hermetically sealed environment to please Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. We have some anti-net zero vigilantes in the UK. Remember, they have put up these, spent lots and lots of money to put up these cameras that are going to be license plate readers. And they're going to immediately look at these cars, look them up and see if they're an electric car, because it's got to be zero emission. Can't be a hybrid. It's got to be a battery electric. If it's not a battery electric tied to that license plate number, then they instantly send a fine to that address that or the person who owns that car. And they're all over the place. Now, you've shown you pictures in the past of people chopping down these poles, of people using a pole to turn the camera up to the sky, destroying the cameras, doing all kinds of stuff. Well, this is another technique that some freedom vigilantes have come up with. This is a bat box. Yes, a bat box. Because, you know, bats are endangered species, and there's all kinds of rules and regulations once a bat box goes up. Thou shalt not mess with it. And so here's a couple of guys who are dressed, both of them dressed as Batman. We've got two different Batmen. And they've done a little funny video here. You can hear the Batman theme from the 60s, and they've got pow, bam, zap, all this going on. One Batman puts up, holds a ladder while the other Batman climbs up there and affixes a bat box that just coincidentally covers the camera. And then he climbs down the ladder and then he puts some signs up that you're going to see warning anybody who, any government official who thinks that they should mess with that sacred bat box about the laws that protect these endangered species of bats. Here is the sign. They're going to show this. Stop. This is a bat box. Bats and the law. So be very careful. Be afraid. Be very afraid. The 10-pound bat homes, and that's the cost, not how much they weigh, has been spotted attached to ultra-low emission zone devices in areas of London. Anti-ULEZ campaigners aim to make it more difficult for damaged cameras to be repaired. Anti-ULEZ campaigners are hanging bat boxes on the cameras to stop the engineers from repairing them. They said these boxes are, quote, positively contributing to London's biodiversity and ecosystem. One of them said, I'm sure whoever is behind it is extremely grateful to the transportation people for providing the poles to house this protected species. So they got the signs up there say, stop. This is a protected species. This is a bat box.
You must use the fearful majesty of bureaucracy against them.
That's right. That's what's so perfect about this. And a little bit of humor as well. Now,
very
what's
much
up?
Like that scene in Brazil where he's like, wait a minute, do you have this specific form?
I say your bureaucratic rule and I raise you by another bureaucratic rule. That's right. What's up with that? Which had the story said, I personally think the Batman vigilantes are hilarious, and I think they're heroic. But we at What's Up With That do not encourage this kind of behavior, especially in places like the People's Republic of Britain. Britain is a place where defying the woke agenda with speech crimes can be punished with longer sentences than rape or stabbing someone to death, and they have links to prove that. And we know that is the case here in America as well. I don't know what sentences the anti-ULEZ vigilantes will face if they're caught, but the vigilantes have massively embarrassed Sadiq Khan, the mayor. So London authorities will likely want to make an example of them. Well, you know, we just had that Easter celebration at that so-called church in Canada where they crucified Batman as part of their Easter amateur hour. Unbelievable. But, you know, they may actually literally crucify Batman in... in Sadiq Khan's London.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.